Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone. This is RiskFeesTaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. My name is Raz.
Yes, and I'm Daniel Rasby.
We are a father son team. We own Higher Ground Financial Group, and we really like to help people have less risk, fees, taxes in retirement.
These are the three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. And people often focus on one of those things, but really all three are really important. You might be thinking, well, I'm really concerned about market's going to crash. So your risk is much more important to you. You might also be thinking, taxes, I'm just paying way too much taxes, I need to reduce that. And everybody that comes to us, they really usually have one of those in their mind as this is the most important. But you need to handle all three of those to have a successful retirement.
And most people really are concerned about taxes, right? Most people really get focused on taxes. Taxes is the big, you know, four-letter word, evil word, whatever you want to call it. It's a really bad word, right? But the thing is, what is risk but a tax? At least if you're paying the federal government or state and local government taxes, you're getting, you know, roads, schools, hospitals out of it, right? But when you lose 30% in the market, that's a tax. You're not getting anything for it, nothing at all. And if you're paying the fees and you're losing 30% of your money to fees over your lifetime, well, at least hopefully you're getting some benefit from the fees, because somebody's charging you a fee if you're getting a benefit. But risk is really no benefit at all to you or anybody else. So, you know, we got to protect those. And we've got a lot of questions. We did a radio show a while ago, and we talked about what's called a CRUT, C-R-U-T, Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. And we got a lot of emails and calls about CRUT, you know, how it applies and what happens. Is it new? Is it legal? All that stuff. So what is a CRUT, Daniel?
So a CRUT stands for Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. And that means it's a trust, an irrevocable trust that is designed to benefit a charity when you die. And if you don't have a particular charity that you like right now, well, let's get back to that. But the trust has several unique tax benefits. And if it's structured properly, then it can save you a lot of money on taxes. It can give you some really big tax advantages. So let's talk about what that is.
The problem you're trying to solve with the CRUT, the problem you're trying to solve is capital gains tax. That's the main problem. That's the one biggest problem, is if you have something that's highly appreciated, whether it's a property that you want to sell, you can do a 1031 exchange and buy another property. But maybe you're done buying property, you want something else. Well, then the only chance you have is to pay the capital gains, or
do a deferred sales agreement where you can defer the taxes over time. So there are a couple options with real estate. But if you have stocks to sell, there's not a whole lot of option with that.
Or a business to sell,
there's not a whole lot, unless you do an installment sale for the business. So there are some options. CRUT is not the only option, but it is a really cool option because it gives you a lot of tax deductions in addition to the avoided capital gains.
So let's say I had a business that's worth $1 million now. I started it from scratch, and there's really no cost basis. So that entire $1 million, when I sell it, I'm going to have to pay capital gains. And capital gains at that point is going to be about 32% between federal, state, local, and the 3.8% investment tax. That's 32%. So I'm only going to get about $680,000 out of that $1 million sale.
So let's say instead of that, you put some or all of your interest in the business into a CRUT first before you sell the business. So that what we do is we set up a charitable remainder unit trust. And I do have a law firm that we do trust. We set up trusts at my law firm. That's Higher Ground Legal. And again, you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can reference the law firm and you can ask what we can do for you for setting up the trust. But let's say we've set up this trust, the charitable remainder trust, and we did all the documents for you. You executed them. Now this trust exists. And you put the ownership of your stock in the company, whether it's your company or some other stocks you have, into the trust. Then the business sells, or you sell the stock, and the trust incurs but does not pay a capital gain. So I have to say it incurs a capital gain, or there is a capital gain due, sort of, because the IRS counts it that way, but you don't actually pay the capital gains tax. It's deferred indefinitely. Because the trust only money is taxable if it goes out to you, to your benefit, And if it goes to the charity, it's tax-free.
So basically, the IRS says, okay, you've done this thing, you've avoided capital gains, but if you take that money out, we're going to come back and bite you in the butt with a capital gains tax. So that tax is just hanging over you if you ever take the money out of the crowd. But you can't because it's irrevocable anyways.
Right. So you're going to take out an income, and the income is taxable, whether it's if it's profit. After the sale, then it's going to be income taxable. If it's not profit, then it's still capital gains, so then it'll be capital gains taxable. So that's how you would pay the capital gains if you ever dip the principal down too far.
So in this situation, I put that business, the $1 million of business, into the crop, avoided the $320,000 in taxes. So I've saved that. I didn't pay that. So now that's good. That's done. What else do I get?
So then you get a tax deduction. It's based on the amount that you put in and also how old you are.
And so the older you are, the higher the tax deduction.
Right.
So let's say I'm 65 years old.
So then it's about 40-45% or so if tax deduction. So let's call it $450,000 that you get as a deduction. And why, people ask, why is it better if you're older? Well, the reason is because the remainder is going to go to charity when you die. So the older you are, the IRS thinks you have less years to live, and therefore the deduction is a little bigger because you're not going to get as much benefit, they'll say, out of it as you would if you're younger. Therefore, the deduction is bigger. So the sweet spot, because that is true. I mean, if you do it right before you die, then you're not going to get a lot of these benefits in your lifetime. So the sweet spot really is about 60 to 70, if you're between 60 and 70, or even older, but that's when most of our clients are doing these.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in extremely good health and you have longevity in your family, over 70, 75, it makes a great option.
Exactly. Or if you really do have a big charitable intent, then it can also be. So
the tax deduction. So now I've got $450,000 tax deduction. What can I do with that deduction?
You can do anything you want with it. It's against ordinary income, regular income. So that means you can deduct it against any income you have. Now, there is a limit. You know, you get about 30% of your gross income can be deducted on this charitable deduction. So if you can't use it all in 1 year, you can carry it forward and use it for the next 2 years.
So if my income is $200,000.
Then you can only use about $60,000, $70,000 of the deduction today.
So that means I can only convert $70,000 of my IRA to Roth without paying taxes.
Correct. But if the IRA is going on your tax return, then that's going to increase your taxable income as well.
Ah.
So let's say you make $200,000 every year, but when you do a Roth conversion, well, you're going to do a $100,000 conversion. So now you make $300,000. Well, because of that, you can take about $100,000 or so as this deduction.
So out of that $450,000, I can take $100,000 and convert it and not pay any taxes on that extra $100,000.
Exactly. So this is a way, if it's set up right, to convert your IRA to Roth without any tax at all, because you have this deduction that you can use for that. And so in this example, you put $1 million in the CRUT, you avoided capital gains, so you saved $320,000 in capital gains legally, and then you're getting the tax deduction of about $450,000 that you can use to make your IRA Roth over time. So let's say you use it over the next few years, and you make $450,000 of IRA into Roth without paying any tax at all. So that's another great benefit.
And then on top of that, you get a 5% income.
Yeah, a pension. So this charitable remainder trust, that's what it's called, right? A charitable remainder trust. So the trust gets the remainder. Well, they don't get the whole thing. They get the remainder when you die. So what is the remainder of? It means after you've taken all this money out. So every year you're taking out 5% as a pension. So the trust money is invested to provide an interest that gives you that pension. And every year you get 5% out for the rest of your life. So that $1 million is paying you $50,000 a year in pension.
A lot of people like to put that money into some kind of annuity to guarantee you don't lose money and still producing the interest you want. That's a side point, but that's something you can do.
And it can be invested in anything. It doesn't have to be invested in that. But the $50,000 of income you're getting, that is taxable. So that's something the IRS is very careful on, making sure that you check that box, that you're paying taxes on the income. And if as long as you do that, then this whole plan is legal, and it allows you to take advantage of the tax code. And the reason they do this is the IRS is trying to encourage charitable giving. And instead of waiting till you die to give the money to charity, then you're getting some benefit now, and then you're allocating this at death to go to charity at that point. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't know what charity I would do because I don't really like any of the charities. I used to give money to this charity, but then the leadership changed and I don't really like what they're doing. So what do I do? Well, it can really be any charity.
Yeah, you can change.
Including a charity that you are controlling. And obviously it has to be set up legally and properly. It needs to be
like the Clinton Foundation or Bill Gates Foundation or the Trump Foundation.
Right? Yeah. So wealthy people often will have their own charities, and it is legal to donate to yourself if it's done properly. And so that money has to be used for charitable purposes. It can't be for your own personal expenses, et cetera, et cetera. But you can set up your own family foundation. It's possible to use that with a trust. And then the money will go there when you pass away. And your kids may even be able to be on the board and control where the money is spent and how, and get some power and influence that way in society. So there are some long-term benefits, but it is meant for somebody that really does have charitable intent. If you don't want to even leave money to your own charity because you don't like charities, then this is not for you. Right. But it is a really good way to convert assets that would be capital gains taxable, convert them into something that produces income, gets rid of the capital gains, and gives you a tax deduction to use against IRA Roth conversions. And so that's what is called a CRUT, Charitable Remainder Unit Trust.
Right. So you get that 5% income. But then there's also a 1% trustee fee that goes to the lawyer who created the trust. But my son Daniel here, he doesn't like fees. So he turns that trustee fee back to you. So you're actually getting a 6% income. Now,
if you are the trustee, yeah, then you can get the income.
You can go to any lawyer and get that that does trust, and he can set up a CRUT for you, and he would probably keep the 1% trustee fee, because that's what's allowed. But with us, we would give that back to you, or you could make your son or daughter a trustee and give them 1%. Either way, but we want to minimize the fees, because we're all about reducing risk, fees, and taxes on your assets. Yeah. Riskfeestaxes.com. If you go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment. We can answer your questions, show you some ideas that can reduce those things that are the three biggest killers on your retirement income.
Exactly. And so, again, CRUT, Charitable Remainder Unit Trust, it's a great way to sell a property, a business, or maybe even some stocks that you've had a long time that you want to convert those to income.
Or even if you have Bitcoin, you bought 10 years ago when it was nothing, and now it's worth $60,000, and that you want to get out of that because you think you want to save what you accumulated and get out. Well, that's a great place to put into CRUT and be able to generate no capital gains on that.
Exactly.
So there are many strategies. The biggest thing that Daniel keeps reminding me is know the tax code. If you don't know the tax code, you can't avoid the taxes properly, because then it's called tax evasion and not avoidance. And we're all about avoiding taxes, not evasion, because evasion you go to jail for. Avoidance is what's recommended by even the judges.
Yes, avoiding taxes if it's done legally and done properly, because you know what is allowed, then you can take advantage of those rules. And you can pay taxes on your own terms rather than the government's terms. If you do it the default way, then it's going to be what the government says, and that might probably be higher. And it's one of the benefits of working with a tax attorney like us, like me, rather than a CPA or accountant. You might have a great CPA or accountant, and they do a really good job for you, but generally CPAs think in short term. It's how much can I save you on taxes today for this year getting a benefit? And I don't really look at it that way. I want to see how much can we save you over your lifetime? What is the best way to minimize taxes in the long term? So we look far into the future, and you don't want to be just deferring taxes to pay someday in the future, because in my opinion, deferred taxes are one of the biggest scams in the IRS code. You want to be able to pay the tax and have it grow tax-free if possible.
Get out of the partnership with the government.
Yes.
Don't let the government control that partnership. Anyway, we're out of time on this segment, and we'll see you again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasvy. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.